I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1467. Everything sad will become untrue. We all know our share of sadness in this life. As I record this podcast today, I'm thinking about a pastor's wife back in Tennessee that was influential in my own life who passed away yesterday. I'm thinking about a message I received at 2 a.m. this morning about a brother in the Lord who passed away in the night. I'm thinking about the graveside service that I'll be conducting tomorrow for a family with a devastating loss of a husband, a dad, a grandfather, and a friend. Wouldn't it be great if one day everything sad will become untrue? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. And the good news is we can love a God who will make everything sad untrue. If you're a Lord of the Rings fan, then you recognize that famous line from J.R.R. Tolkien. As the saga was all coming to an end, we get an exchange between Sam and Gandalf. Sam discovers that his friend Gandalf is not dead, but alive. He's laying back and he stares with open mouth for a moment between bewilderment and great joy. He could not answer. At last he gasped, "Gandalf, I thought you were dead. But then I thought I was dead myself. Is everything sad going to come untrue? What's happened to the world?" "A great shadow has departed," said Gandalf. And then he laughed, and the sound was like music or like water in a parched land. And as he listened, the thought came to Sam that he had not heard laughter, the sound of pure merriment, for days upon days without count. It fell upon his ears like an echo of all the joys he had ever known. But he himself burst into tears. "Then, as sweet rain will pass down a wind of spring, and the sun will shine out the clearer," his tears ceased, and his laughter welled up, and laughing he sprang from his bed. Just when all seemed lost, hope arises from the ashes. New life, new day, new beginnings. It was Tolkien pointing to our hope of the resurrection in Jesus, no matter how bleak things may look at the moment. In The Great Divorce, C.S. Lewis writes, "Some mortals say of some temporal suffering, 'No future bliss can make up for it,' not knowing that heaven, once obtained, will work backwards and turn even that agony into a glory." And the Revelation gives us this: "He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon. Amen, come Lord Jesus.'" As J.R.R. Tolkien himself said, the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus means that one day everything sad will come untrue. Here's the great question today. As you look at your life or your world, what sad thing are you eager to become untrue? Let's pray. Father, in the echoes of Tolkien's wisdom, we find our solace and our hope, a whisper that assures us that in the darkest of time, we can cope because you will make everything new. In these words, we find a promise, and we cling to it. God, give us the strength to endure whatever the weight of sorrow that comes our way, knowing that a brighter, more joyful dawn awaits us tomorrow. In the tapestry of life, where tears have left their stain, may your grace weave a thread of joy, erasing our pain. God, we do despair at times, but let this truth be our guide, that every broken heart will one day be reunited to you, the one who makes all things well. God, give us hope. May the melody of these words speak to our hearts, a song that we can't sing on our own. Help us to navigate the shadows of uncertainty and illuminate our path with a light of pure joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1468. In the meantime, read what the Apostle Paul says about suffering and death. In Romans 8, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Or 1 Thessalonians 4, "For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. As for me, I'm going to trust in the goodness of God. I trust that the one who suffered in my place who walks with me in the dark valley of the shadow of death, who formed me from the dust, will one day reveal a glory that will utterly eliminate all the evils that have gone before. For he makes all things beautiful in its time. Don't we all long for a day when, as promised, everything sad will come untrue?